From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting ahead of President Donald Trump's decision on reimposing sanctions on Iran. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Tehran Monday of covering up a secret nuclear weapons program.
Iran lied. Big time. After signing the nuclear deal in 2015, Iran intensified its efforts to hide its secret nuclear file. In 2017, Iran moved its nuclear weapons files to a highly secret location in Tehran.
Mr. Netanyahu displayed what he described as an Israeli intelligence coup, copies of documents, charts, blueprints, photos, and videos documenting the Iranian nuclear program. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Agency, Ali Akbar Salahi, said Iran is capable of returning to enriching uranium further than in the past. Iran's foreign minister called the accusations by Israel old, described Mr. Netanyahu as the boy who cried wolf. President Trump, who must decide on sanctions by May 12, Monday criticized the so-called sunset provision of the 2015 nuclear deal.
You know, in 7 years, that deal will have expired and Iran is free to go ahead and create nuclear weapons. That's not acceptable. 7 years is tomorrow. That's not acceptable.
Mr. Trump declined to say what he plans to do by May 12, but suggested he agrees with the Israeli leader. Mr. Trump hosted talks Monday with his Nigerian counterpart, Muhammadu Buhari, who said his government is trying to find schoolgirls kidnapped by the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram.
We are doing all we can to secure the release of the remaining abducted school girls from Defchi and Chibok.
The U.S. has approved $600 million in military sales to Nigeria, much of it for counterinsurgency operations. This is VOA News.